You're listening to the podcast, We Are Dallas-Fort Worth. Discover big things and big ideas happening in the Big D.
And I'm like, okay, ready people? Ready on the set? I'm going to hit record. Action. I'm going to hit record.
Maybe I come alive then. I'm the opposite of that. I'm I'm on. And bam, you've got greatness.
Lights, camera, action. Mm-hmm. Go, Mon.
Dazzle. Razzle, dazzle them.
As you know, I'm Becca. We are DallasFortWorth.com, and we've got Monica. Say hey, Monica.
Yo, yo, yo.
What up?
What up, Big D?
What's the word on the street in Big D?
What's the 411? What's the info? What's the scoop?
Seriously, girl, I need the scoop because I've been gone for the entire month of February. Thanks to the interwebs, people thought I was here, but email works anywhere, everywhere. So I'm back in town, and I had to get back in town for this Sunday because it is the most amazing festival of all times.
I would really kind of take issue with that, but it's between chickens and dogs, and it's tough. I'll give it to the dogs. But the Tour de Coupe is really, really my favorite festival.
We're not talking about the Tour de Coupe right now.
I feel like I just did.
We're going to put that.
I just got recorded.
We're putting it in the parking lot. I'm placing the Tour de Coupe. It's gone into the parking lot. Let me write it on the chalkboard. We will return in about 4 months.
Okay. All right.
Sunday's the crew of Barkus, girl. Stay focused.
It is the crew of Barkus. And in past year, have you gone before? Have you ever been?
Are you shitting me right now?
I felt like I was not shitting you. I feel like...
Don't make me turn this into an explicit podcast. I'm trying to keep it G-rated. My profile picture on my Facebook page is my husband, myself, our matching Labradane t-shirts, and our great Labradane Dutch dressed up as Darth Vader.
Okay.
So yeah, right. We've been a few times. It's our favorite event of the year. Like, this is our season. And it's happening Sunday. I think it's at 2 o'clock or 1 o'clock, somewhere in there.
2 o'clock.
Is it? Okay. Oh, is that 2 o'clock? Is that the parade or is that the, like,
They're participating, they have to be there at 12:30. And I think that's when, you know, your dog registers, he or she fills out all the forms, whatever it is that dogs have to do in a parade, you know, number off or whatever, who knows, check their uniform, their costumes for appropriateness.
Yes. My dog, I guess my dog is non-binary.
So it's just, it's a they?
They.
How do they describe themselves as a they?
I have two theys.
It.
Here are my children, they and they. I love them so much. Okay. Crew Barkus, this year's theme, because every year there's a theme. This year's theme is reality stars. That's exciting.
I love it. So are your dogs thinking about any particular reality stars?
Yes. And usually we bring one because we can only handle one dog at a time.
Yeah, you have big dogs.
We've got big dogs. Dutch is 125 pounds, and I think he's still growing a little bit, as little boys do. And then Big Mama, she's 100 pounds. So we've been looking into a Jersey Shore theme.
I love it. Snooki. Let me back up a second. Yeah. So who's going to make the cut and get to go to the parade, the dog parade, apparently your favorite festival that you would not miss, but only one dog will make the cut. Okay. It sounds like the American Idol of parades and contests. So which dog is, can we like call in and vote for which dog gets to go?
They're not at the level of competition anymore. Maybe they're beyond competition. They're going to be spectators. Wait, hold on.
You have a love affair with one of your dogs, and I think then that means that Dutchie gets to go. Is that correct?
Bow Bow is in the room right now, so
Did you have to wait for her to leave?
I had to put earmuffs on her.
Okay.
Are you kidding me? Yeah. I can't say that in front of her. Now, she's getting up there in years, and I don't want her to miss opportunities.
Let's be honest here. She couldn't have heard you anyway, but if you were signing as you were speaking, did you tell her that it was going to be Dutch, or did you?
I'm not even honoring what you just said.
Okay. All right. Let's drop it. Let's put a pin in it in that same parking lot next to Tour de Coupe.
Let's put it in the parking lot next to the Subaru. Of course.
Got it.
The Subaru.
And Mercedes. Yes. Okay.
Okay. All right. Let's talk a little bit more about Dallas. So I'm back in town. It's freezing cold.
Freezing.
What has happened in the last month besides it being freezing cold? Is there more traffic, more buildings, more food halls? What's going on?
Okay, so we've pretty much sprinkled and painted the sky gray for the last 30 days, for the whole month of winter. The whole month of February. Mm. It's really been the grayest time and cold. It'll just inch up a little bit, and then just as you think you might be getting used to it, it's like, not so quick. We're going to bring back the cold, like, full force. So it's been really yucky. Okay, you know what's going on right now is this Momo stuff.
Is that the weird person that shows up in Peppa the Pig videos?
It's the freakiest looking thing, but apparently it's a hoax. It's a complete hoax is what I'm hearing. But yeah, it's like bad things. It's a love thing, love hate thing with the social media. So apparently what happens is that as you're watching Peppa Pig, out pops this girl, this crazy bug-eyed looking doll thing.
Horrible.
And it tells you to do bad things. But I'm hearing today that it's a complete hoax, that YouTube has said it doesn't exist. They cannot find one single video that exists on.
Like, what kind of bad things? Like, bad things like when I show up at Starbucks with my 125-pound dog and let him lick a puppuccino out of a tiny cup that splatters on neighbors, like that kind of bad stuff?
I'm thinking it might be something like that. It could be something like that.
Well, that should be stopped.
Yes. White after Labor
Day. These crazy dog people.
I'm hoping, if it were, you know, a perfect world, it would be shit like that. But no, I think it's more dark and sinister. But
Like a Lifetime movie?
Lifetime movie.
Like Dirty John?
Oh my God, please. I feel like I have had conversations with... I was starting conversations with friends and family like they all knew exactly what I was talking about, because you and I had in-depth conversations about Dirty John. And I'm just like, I feel like I look at him and I cock my head like a dog does, like when they didn't have any clue what I was talking about. I'm like, who are you? Why would you not know about this? I was fascinated by it, completely fascinated by it. So what has John done yet? What has John done to you? What's happening?
You do it so much better, Mon Mon. Well,
you know, when it was on, I was very in. I mean, Deborah Newell was really coming through me, and I felt it, and it was like, I don't know. I mean, no, I. I mean, hail to the actress. What's her name?
Connie Britton.
Because I have seen her on another show on Smilf lately, and because I was thinking she cannot be that meager little mouse. I wonder if she's really like that, or is she really playing that role? Turns out she was really playing it, because when I've seen her on Smilf, she's yelling, she's screaming, she's doing whatever. And she's a completely different character. She really, really nailed it. Loved it.
That's really scary that that guy was out there. And now he's gone. And they're everywhere. Crazy Dirty Johns are everywhere. Just waiting. In an RV somewhere. And can I tell you how many RV parks I passed yesterday? In Tampa? Like, they could have been full of Dirty Johns.
They probably are. But they're, yes.
There's not many here in Dallas, though. There's a lot of, there's a lot of newbies. One thing I noticed in McKinney recently, oh, they put out a report. Do you know in McKinney? And McKinney is where this Crew of Barkus festival is happening, by the way. We didn't even say Crew of Barkus, downtown McKinney, Sunday at 2 or a little bit before. McKinney's hit 190,000 people in population. Can you believe it?
We're blowing and going. We are a growing city. A cool, cool, cool city.
Okay, but like, what's the deal with growing? And somebody posted on LinkedIn about Salina. And Salina was top dog in the fastest growing city. And I wanted to say, and what makes that so exciting? Because I just think of all the land that's going to be covered up, the traffic. Like, why is it so exciting that it's growing?
That's interesting. Well, like in McKinney, when we talk about growth, there's usually, it just brings on so many more things to do, so many fun things to do, like parades. So maybe there's going to be another parade that we can go to. Or another tour to coup.
There's not going to be a tour to coup. All I know is there's new stores. There's like these new craft stores that they're building and new franchises. I'm not excited by growth. I want it just to stay. I'm like, we're good. We're full. That's what I told Florida. I said, dear New Yorkers, like Florida's full. Okay. Thanks. Bye.
Turn around.
And I feel like, yeah, like turn around with your mustard yellow license plate and head back to the cold, snowy weather. You know, we all make choices. Stay in your state.
They do every 6 months.
And that's how I feel about DFW. I'm like, okay, we're good. We're good. Good jobs, good homes, good schools. Like we're good. Let's like even out for just a little bit, but we don't get to decide that.
No, everybody's coming here. They know that this is the place to be. I think that Dallas just has this really kind of cool Southern. It's kind of Southern, but not too Southern. It's kind of country, but not too country. And it's chic and metropolitan, but not too much. I think it's just got a really good mix of everything.
Do you think
if there's something that you want to do, you can do it here.
Yeah. I mean, do you think I'm the chicest person you know?
Hands down.
Do you remember that vineyard we went to, Barnhill Vineyard?
Yes, I do.
In Melissa, which is just north of McKinney.
Is that the one that we photobombed the sleeping old man?
No, that's Midas Hill Vineyard.
Shit.
And thank you, Midas Hill, for being amazing and for having a dark room where people sleep.
Okay, this was the outdoor concert.
This was the outdoor. Yes. With the animals and the donkey.
Fabulous place. Yes.
Okay, they've got an event tomorrow. They're going to do a Journey cover band, a Phil Collins cover band, Genesis. I don't even know who that is. Is that the first book of the Bible?
Just stop it. What are you, 20? What are you, millennial?
I'm not good. Like, honestly, I really stick to the OGs. Beethoven, Dvorak, Mozart. When it comes to music, not my forte. No pun intended.
Totally my forte. Yeah, absolutely.
I'm a handbeller. Don't forget it.
I'm an 80s.
Okay, so.
70s, 80s. I love it all.
But what's Genesis? What do they sing, since you're the expert?
Phil Collins was the lead singer. And also.
Okay.
Yeah, Gabriel. Peter Gabriel. Who else? Peter Gabriel was also in. You know who Peter Gabriel is, don't you?
I've heard the name. I'd have to hear a song, and then, of course, I would know it. But I don't know, like, Genesis, I don't know what that is. except for the book of the Bible my mother says I should be reading.
In the Air Tonight, the best, like, drum solo ever. I can feel it coming in the air tonight. You know that part?
I totally know this. Okay. See, I need to hear it. I don't know. Okay, so that's Saturday. They're doing campfires and s'mores and their wine. They've got some wine. Obviously, it's on a vineyard. It's their own wine. And yeah, I think they have tickets for it. I would go. I just feel like it's going to be too cold to leave my pajamas. It's
just great. Yeah. I mean, unless you've got like a, for me, I would be more comfortable in like a snowsuit. And then I could be rocking the s'mores. But I just hate this cold weather. I'm not one to go stand outside and do that kind of thing.
So what are you going to do this weekend?
Eat protein. Eat protein. Well, chicken? I'm on my 42-day detox. And so it's all about the protein. And so I'm looking for clever ways to put protein without just eating, like, I feel like I'm a carnivore and I'm constantly just eating meat. And I gotta switch it up on, you know, I'm going into my 21st day and I'm like, okay, I can only eat so much like raw rotisserie chicken, not raw chicken, but like rotisserie chicken, which is great. That is a great marketplace. Thank you. Market Street does a really good, just a container of rotisserie chicken. And I have been making chicken soup with that, which is, you know, all things. I can make chicken soup in like 20 minutes. I get some jasmine rice. I get that from Trader Joe's. I cut up some celery, some onion, and some carrots, put a little thyme in there, throw it together. I've got chicken soup in 20 minutes. Amazing chicken soup.
It sounds amazing.
It is.
So you're going to do more of that this weekend?
I'm going to do that. I feel like I can meal prep, but I can only meal prep like a couple days. After that, I think it kind of grosses me out. Have you meal prepped before?
Like, when people say meal prep, what do they mean? Just prepare food for the day to take with them?
No. What they do is, a lot of times, and this is, you know, another thing, is that on Sundays when you go, because everybody's getting ready for the work week, that's when the stores clear out of everything. And like, I tend to do my shopping on Sunday night. And that's when everything, it's like the worst, you get picked over everything. So people go on Sunday mornings, they get their ingredients, and they go home and they make like all their meals for the week in one afternoon. Oh, and they box them all up, put them in the fridge, and just pull out the breakfast, lunch, and dinner all week long.
No.
Yeah, it's kind of gross. I have found I can do like two meals at a time, two tops three. Because then it just grosses me out. I'll have it sitting in there. I'm like, ugh, I don't want that.
Yeah, I want to make it fresh. Here's what I do. I don't need a meal prep for anyone. And the only thing I meal prep for is really snack prep. Like, I don't hit the road without some hard-boiled eggs or some chicken or celery or cucumbers. So I always have something healthy with me. What?
Boiled? I think you've been told a little too long.
I said hard-boiled. Did I say that weird?
I told my friend, we always make fun of her. She's from Louisiana, and she's like, can you just get, I just need to put on some baby oil. What the heck? So it sounded like a little bit like that. So it was a bold egg.
Is it Florida?
I don't know, maybe, because that's where we were when I heard it.
Oh my goodness. I thought I was getting a Staten Island kind of accent from Florida. Yeah, no, I only want a snack prep. Like, I'm going to go get my snacks. I'll have those with me. But I enjoy cooking. I work from home. I have time to prepare. I'm not headed out in a cubicle all day. I'm at home and I'm looking at my refrigerator most days. So I want to prepare it fresh.
There's an activity that you and I do every Tuesday, and it is the perfect activity no matter what it is, like outside. And
oh my God, I totally forgot about this.
Exactly. You've been out of town, and every Tuesday I've been like, just, you know, You know, been kind of crying at home. Oh, I missed it.
I totally forgot. Are we doing that this Tuesday?
Let's do it.
Okay.
It's back on. It's back on.
What are we going to tell everyone?
Yes. So, okay, this is how it ended up happening. So I got like bucket list ideas in my head. And one of the things that was on my bucket list was to join a roller derby. You know, like the girls just like hitting each other. And Jesus. I'm like, I think I want to do that. I don't know why. It just occurred to me something I really wanted to do. And so I dragged Becca out with me to go to this place. And we went out there and they were telling us all about it. They sat us down for, what was it, like 2 hours? I'd say a solid 2 hours where they were just like, I mean, holding us by the scruff of our neck going, you know, these are the rules. You have to comply with this. And, da, 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 da. And it was way serious. Hats off to those girls. They got mm-hmm. it. They got it going on. Mm-hmm. They have got their shit together. But I thought, I have not skated since I was probably 10 years old, 12, something like that, here and there, but really not really skated. And so I said, hey, Bex, let's just start by going on the Tuesday night thing. And they've got something called Cheapskate, which is like me in a nutshell. And it's like, how much is it to join, to do it?
$4. $4. Does that include skates? Yeah, $4. Admission. There's a light show. Live music. Is it live?
Yes. Not live.
Well, when we sing, it is somewhat live. It includes your skates. It does not include a walker. If you need a walker, that is extra.
I thought you said a locker, but you meant a walker. Okay.
A walker.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no shame in our roller game. We went out. So Becca was just like, seriously, she wanted the walker.
And yeah, I did.
You know what? That's a good idea.
Yes, it is.
I don't want to break any. I'm a woman of a particular age. I do not want to break any bones. So let's.
What the hell? You make it sound like you're 60 years old. Okay.
One never knows.
Everyone should have a walker. Everyone needs some support.
It was like, it's, what was the freedom that I felt by having walker? Mm-hmm. I made at least one round where I was just like, I felt like, wah! Like a little kid again. I felt like I was 12. I mean, you know, I have to say there was, you know, a Michael Jackson tune that came on. We were, and it's the same smell. It's the same, the popcorn, the smell of soda, all of that.
The same pricey. It's the same pricey. It was dirt cheap at the concession stand. The same carpet, the carpeted benches with the fun colors, the light show.
The
exterior, the parking lot, and the pavement. Like nothing.
I totally expected my mom to be outside waiting for us to be picked up.
Oh, how great would that be?
It was... The nostalgia for me was so thick. And the first night that we went, I was having just a shit day at work. And I was just like, I really need to do this. And I got out and we, you know, just on a Tuesday, and it's for 2 hours. And I was home by 8:30. And we were just, you know, went around the rink a few times or several times. It killed my legs. But it was so cool. I just absolutely love it. And so we've continued to do that. So Thunderbird
Roller Rink in Plano. It's the classic kind. They haven't tried to mess with perfection. It's 80s perfection. Okay, so I'm going to put that on my calendar for Tuesday. That's 6:00. Adding it to my GCal. I'm excited. Yeah. Okay, whimsy. So whimsy is from a book. Well, whimsy's however you want to interpret it. I read a book by Bob Goff. Bob Goff is the consul to Uganda and a lawyer that lives in San Diego. Really fun guy. And he believes, the book is called Love Does, and he believes in whimsy, strategic whimsy, and really not, I mean, it's just however you want to do life. And he takes a Christian philosophy, just meaning, you know, what would, I don't want to be right. I want to be Jesus, is what he says. And so whatever your religious beliefs, it's just about being love and action and having fun and being strategic and not worrying about keeping up with any kind of image, but just, you know, making life beautiful for you. And so skating on Tuesday night definitely fulfills that. Now, we did do something in December that was extremely whimsical. On the spectrum of whimsy, it was like an 11 on a 1 to 10 scale.
On a 1 to 10, it went off the scale. Absolutely. And so that is our goal this year. This is something that we set for ourselves, is that once a month we do something that is completely a life of whimsy. That's
I did not set this. Excuse me. I never set a whimsy goal. You set a whimsy goal and you keep pulling me into it. Like, I'm going to do this too. And I will. Absolutely. I will.
Right. Because everyone should have a partner in crime. And if not, go make one.
Go find your
just walk
girl
up to somebody and make him a partner. Make him an accomplice. But no, you should, somebody should have your back, and absolutely somebody you can go have fun with. I don't know what we're going to do. You were out.
I have an idea. I have an idea. Okay. This is my idea. Okay. And it made me think of Bob, because he has, on the cover of one of his books, he's holding balloons, and they just did a kid's version, his daughter, Lindsay, and the balloons are part of it, because balloons make everyone happy. Like, it's like roller skating or being in the ocean. Like, that just makes people happy. You can't be angry if you're getting a balloon. And I thought, how fun would it be if we popped into Party City and got a big bouquet of just the basic round helium balloons and went to like a walkable area. So Highland Park Village or downtown McKinney, downtown Plano, somewhere where it's walkable, with a huge bouquet of balloons, and handed them out to kids or adults. Would that be fun?
I love it.
Isn't that fun? So it's sort of like our pillow fight, but not, there will be no lawsuits.
Less invasive. Yeah.
Less invasive. That was a really good workout too. But yeah, what do you think? Balloons?
I like it. I do. And I think that's a great thing for spring, because, and maybe we put that in the parking lot, because okay, let's not forget what next week is. What is next week?
Okay. Well, tomorrow is Texas Independence Day, and I'm back. Thank you, Texas. Next week is, well, there's St. Patrick's Day, but you are talking about, oh my gosh, what is happening to my brain?
Uh-huh.
It's Women's Day.
Woo! Yes! Woo!
International Women's Day. I am woman. Hear me roar.
Yes. And that's where I would love to go out to the city and hand out little, you know, I think you and I talked about, like, maybe I can print up lots of little hearts that have some type of saying, some type of, like, you go girl, or you fucking are the bomb, or, you know, whatever. I don't know. There's great phrases out there, but something that has some strong words of encouragement that are saying, you know what, even today I thought, you know, the whole thing about the glass ceiling and blah, blah, blah. I'm still in corporate America, and I know that there is something that two people, okay, this is a scenario. A customer comes to me and complains. I give that information to a manager. A customer also CCs somebody else who is a male. They also go to him. Now, somebody else, this person, the manager, is more reactive to the male saying something. Whenever the male says something, and we are equal positions, but when the male says something, he takes it more seriously. Because I say something, and he turns it back on me. And I'm just like, what kind of shit is that? So I know that shit happens all the time. And it's the little things that just chip away at you, that just piss you off. And I'm just like, you know, I would love to get a little letter of encouragement, a little phrase that just says, hey, girl, hang in there, or whatever. What kind of phrases do you think we would put on something like that?
You have me thinking.
Mm-mm.
You have me thinking. It needs to be something potent.
Yes.
Something very potent. Maybe, I don't know. I like the idea, but with a twist. Want to take it up 10x. Yeah. I would want to take it up 10x. So maybe it's at an old person's home. Independent living, assisted living, something. But what we'll do is we'll take it up a notch. And I'm going to conclude this podcast from Monica and Becca. Updates on Dallas. So watch for the Facebook page. See our Tuesday night event over at the Skate Place, Thunderbird Skate in Plano. Maybe we'll be in downtown McKinney handing out balloons. Maybe we'll be at Cool Barkus and National Women's Day. Something's going to happen. Something fantastic. Hey, guys, until next time. Bye.